Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Seven newborn Mexican wolf pups removed from den in the Gila Wilderness. The only established pack of wolves in New Mexico lost their entire litter of seven newborn pups to a government capture operation recently. The pups of the Pipestem pack, with eyes closed and still nursing, were dug out of their den on state land near the Beaverhead area of the Gila National Forest. Their parents are still free at the time of this report, but are slated for capture. This pair, the only two survivors of the two packs released into the Gila in March of 2000 and not recaptured since, began scavenging on livestock carcasses this spring and then transitioned into killing cattle. This was confirmed by U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service field reports. The March 15 report on the Pipestem pack includes the following. Intensive efforts are being made to monitor their activity in an active livestock area. No depredations have been documented. However, they have been found feeding on livestock carcasses. The April 1 report on the Pipestem pack states, intensive monitoring and hazing efforts have been in place ever since in attempts to prevent any depredations. However, on March 22nd, they killed a newborn calf on the Adobe Ranch. Another calf was confirmed killed by the pair on March 24th. Trapping efforts to remove the pair began then. Before being released in the Gila, these two wolves had been part of the Mule and Pipestem packs. The male had been the alpha male of the Mule pack and was first captured in 1999 when the Mule pack scavenged the carcasses of a cow and a horse, neither of which they had killed. Fish and Wildlife Service, according to documents under the Freedom of Information Act, intended to move them before they became habituated to cattle, but in the trapping process accidentally injured the alpha female's leg and it had to be amputated. When re-released the following spring, the once cohesive pack split apart. The female survived several months despite her missing limb. The pups were repeatedly recaptured and re-released. One was killed last fall in the course of an aerial pursuit intended to recapture him again for having left the recovery area boundaries, although he had no interaction with livestock and was not creating any problems. The other pup was recaptured for the same reason and remains in captivity. The female and mother of the pups recently removed from the wild was part of the original Pipestem pack that suffered similar destructive management. Three of her siblings died in the course of a recapture operation in 1999. Her father was again removed from the wild in 2000 when a single sheep was killed. Some Pipestem pack members have disappeared while others have been recaptured and re-released several times. The known Mexican wolf population has been declining over the past year due to illegal killings, the aggressive removals of wolves from the wild, and the failure of the Fish and Wildlife Service to institute reforms recommended by agency scientists in 1999 and reiterated and elaborated upon by an outside panel of eminent wolf biologists in June of last year. Last May, according to the scientific report, 28 wolves were known to survive in the wild. By the end of last year, the number was down to 21 wolves. Currently, the number known to survive in the wild is only 19 wolves, including two pairs recently re-released into the Gila. With the planned capture of the adults of the Pipestem pack, that number will be down to 17 animals. The Center for Biological Diversity has filed a formal 60-day notice of intent to sue the Forest Service and Bureau of Land Management over their failures to address the problem of livestock carcasses, thus leading to wolves scavenging on them and suffering removal from the wild. According to Michael J. Robinson of the Center for Biological Diversity's office in Pinos Altos, New Mexico, the Pipestem wolves are the victims of a control program masquerading as a recovery program. Fish and Wildlife Service's failure to reform its rules according to the urgent recommendations of the scientific community will guarantee future such removals, killings, and maimings of these wolves. The entire Mexican wolf population stems from five animals recaptured from the wild between 1977 and 1980, and two other animals already in captivity then. The species is considered the most imperiled mammal in North America, and we thank the Center for Biological Diversity for this story. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come on, boys, it's the